For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is up, everybody? The California Connection is here on a Saturday, June 22nd, to chat AEW Collision. I did what I had to do. I worked my magic and got Reg booked on the show to talk about this phenomenal episode of Collision.
Listen, Denise, when I was watching the show, I was like, wow, I'm so happy Denise got me to watch this. This is a 5-star episode of Collision. There's great action. There's nonstop partying going. What's up, Denise?
I know. I don't even know where to begin, guys. This was not, like, right now, Reg and I are joking, okay? Sarcasm, yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm. This wasn't the strongest episode of Collision. And this happens for those that tune in to my Collision show on a weekly basis. I've said this before, Reg, but Collision to me, it's playing the lottery every week You just don't know what you're going to get. You're either going to get a really good show that is going to get your hopes up and it's going to start making you go, he can change, he can be different. And then next week comes back and it's good old fashioned, the same old Collision. There were some things that I struggled with on today's show.
Like what?
Quite a bit.
You said some things, Denise.
Some things, yeah. And I think for me, no, look, it's not some things, but rather an overarching problem that there is no major story on this show. I think that is my biggest issue. I sat here for about an hour and 20 minutes. I kid you not, an hour and 20 minutes debating what the thumbnail and the title of this video would be. And the best that I came up with, Reg, was Samoa Joe and Hook Challenge the Learning Tree.
I mean, I like the Learning Tree.
I know you like the Learning Tree. We've learned that you like the Learning Tree. But that was the best that I can come up with. And I'm sitting here going, like, this is not how it should be. We are a week and a half away from Forbidden Door. Remember when Forbidden Door, we were all talking about it? That's what I want to feel again. But with that being said, there were some things that I did like on the show. It was actually the main event, which was why I tuned in, which was Brian Cage versus Will Ospreay. That sort of brought it back for me. It's always good to end on a positive note. And when you're ending with a Will Ospreay match, it's definitely going to be a positive note. The Jeff Jarrett promo, that was very emotional and hard to watch because, you know, it's a lot. So that was another one that I did like. I also enjoyed the work that we saw with the women, Tony and Mariah, teaming up together. That was good too. And that was kind of about it. Was there anything that I'm really missing that was really great?
That's it. Nice. Thanks, you guys, for joining us tonight. We did it.
No,
I thought the main event was definitely the strongest part of the show, and the women's tag match was fun.
I agree with what Josh is saying here, by the way. He says he streamed the show as well, and it was a really rough episode. He felt like we were all just waiting for Ospreay. Yeah, that is sort of how I felt, like we were waiting for Will Ospreay, because I know I had that. When he came out and his match was about to come to start, I ran to my kitchen, served myself some goldfish, got myself my little strawberry lemon soda, and I was sitting there with my little goldfish watching Will Ospreay.
You and your preschool snacks all the time.
I know.
Same story.
Wait, how do you know about my preschool snacks?
What do you mean, how do I know? I know you, Denise. What do you mean?
Because Will makes fun of me for this too.
Yeah, you always have preschool snacks. That's your thing. Last time I saw you had like a bag and it had like hella preschool snacks in it.
Oh, yeah, I get shit for
this. I'm like, why are you acting like this is a mystery?
Three people that have told me that I eat like a child. You, Will, and my husband. The other day, I made chicken and rice. Beautiful plate of chicken and rice. Okay, I'm lying. I did not make the chicken or the rice. My husband made the chicken and the rice.
Why are you
I heated it up. I put it on the plate. It looked really beautiful, right? Uh-huh. But something was missing. Can you imagine? Can you guess the secret ingredient that was missing for Denise Salcedo?
Ketchup?
No. I mean, I do love ketchup, but that's a topic for another day. Put yourself in my head. What would you add to that plate?
Chicken and rice?
Yes. I had my chicken. I had my rice. I had my little tortilla. What would I add to that?
I don't know. I'm lost.
Cheeto puffs.
Oh my God. That doesn't even match at all, Denise.
That's my gimmick in my house. My food never matches.
That doesn't match at all. That's why I couldn't even think like Cheeto puffs.
Cheeto puffs. Yeah. So I'm the person that will eat a burrito with pasta on the side. I don't match my foods at all. It's actually something that my grandpa does. So what my grandpa does is he serves a plate of food and he'll make like tacos, a burrito, salad, and then some other random thing. And he fills the entire plate so that you can't even see the plate. That's what I do. I cannot, Reg, for the life of me, I cannot eat. For example, if you give me a sandwich, mm-hmm. just a sandwich, I will be miserable. This is so first world, but I need a side and ideally another side to accompany that side. I like double a side. Full plate. And I can't just eat something just by itself. Like a piece of chicken, if you just gave me a piece of chicken, I'd be like, well, what else is there? What else are you going to put here? And then, of course, you need something a little crunchy. And if you don't got anything a little crunchy, then you add something sweet afterwards.
It's a whole bit.
It's a whole thing.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. So I'm my grandpa. I literally got it from my grandfather.
This is insane. But yeah, like a child, Denise, like when the preschool snack, when like it's a snack time, like those are the snack, like you would be running up to with the children.
Damn right, bro. They'd be having fruit gushers, goldfish, fruit snacks, the little freaking cheese thing, the little cracker with the cheese. Bro, I'd be messing those up. I'd be like, yo, give me a little cracker. You give me a cracker and cheese, I'm on board. Yeah, I remember Will
little cracker with the cheese thing kills me.
Will came to my house and I had these little Natural Balance cracker and cheese bits.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so happy. I was like, hey, do you want a snack? And he was like, what kind of snack is that? I'm like, it's just cheese and crackers.
I don't know why he talking. Last time I saw him, he ate a whole bag of Starburst jelly beans. Just like, that's all he ate for like 3 days, it felt like.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I won't do that because I'll worry about my teeth. But but yeah, it's just a thing. It's a thing, guys. I can't help it.
So your husband's used to it at this point, huh? He's like, oh, she's going to add something. Does he like buy random things because he know you're going to throw them on there?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's this issue where I tell him, like, don't buy any fun snacks. I'll tell him because I'm trying to lose weight. So don't buy any fun snacks, right?
Don't buy any fun snacks.
Yeah. That's what I call them, the fun snacks. And he does the grocery shopping. And so, Reg, by like Monday, I'm pissed because there's no fun snacks in the house. So now what he does is even when I say don't buy any fun snacks, he will buy the fun snacks.
Classic wife. Oh, don't do this. And then he does that. Why did you do that? Oh, my God.
And then
God.
If he doesn't, how could you not do
this? Oh, my God. Can't catch a break. Yeah, I think it's better to have the snacks because I'd rather you be mad at me because then I could eat snacks at least when you're mad at me.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's get into these super chats here. We got Infamous Raider Loco who says, damn, Jeff, why you got to do that to me? Win it all. So let's get into that. Jeff Jarrett cut a promo. I can't even call it a promo. It's not even a promo. No. He's literally just talking to the camera. So call it whatever you want. It's not a promo. Yeah. And he's talking about why he's in the Owen and he talks about his relationship with Owen Hart. And it's a very emotional. Now, I know we're used to seeing Jeff Jarrett on AEW television as a heel, but this time he was not a heel. Obviously, he's talking about a real thing here. Like, this isn't a storyline. This is a real thing. And so you're sitting there and I'm going to be real with you. After this, I was like, damn, how do you not have Jeff Jarrett win the Owen? Now, I'm not expecting him to because, again, this person is going to go on and get a title shot at Wembley and all of this other stuff. But if that wasn't a component of this new version of the Owen, I would be rooting for Jeff Jarrett following this video, because it was hard not to say he deserves it, and this would mean a lot to him. And I don't want him to get eliminated anymore by the wild card. I take it back. Don't eliminate Jeff Jarrett after this.
Please, somebody run back the Wednesday clip of Denise being like, Jeff Jarrett is out of here so fast, faster than the speed of light. I'm like,
hey,
look,
I'm a big person. I can say when I'm wrong and change my mind.
But I knew this was going to happen, Denise. When I saw this video, I was all, oh, he's not going to go out in the first round. Just because nobody's going to want him to after seeing this video. He gets into Owen Hart and being a partner with him, being with him. He was going to, you know, he was partners with him in Owen's last moments and stuff. So this was very emotional. This week, people were talking, why was Jeff Jarrett in this? Why is Jeff Jarrett in this? And I don't know if they did this as a response to that, Denise, or if this was just already low. You think it? You don't think they just had it low? They were like, we need to do this.
Oh, actually, no, you're right. Because if I remember correctly, Collision was taped on Thursday.
You see?
So it was the day after. So, yeah.
But I mean...
I mean, they do that fast. They can make it really fast.
Yeah, I guess it does really matter. Regardless, this was a tremendous thing. And if Jeff goes a little farther than we expected, I would understand why after this.
Yeah, I agree. And I've been seeing a lot of people on social media say the exact same thing. Everybody's had a change of heart and everybody is going, Dan, you know what? We get it. We understand. It was hard to watch, but it was something that I don't even know. I don't have the words. Sheldon Jackson gifted 5 DWO membership. Sheldon, thank you so very much. We got Juan Ricardo here who says, for the paywalled content step post. So, okay, thank you so much, Ricardo. So Ricardo and I were talking on Twitter because I posted that picture of Mariah May and Toni Storm sort of being all up on each other, right? It's a very, very, there's a lot of passion in that screenshot. And I posted it and I put, for the likes. And he's like, no, like, this is paywalled content. Like, you should not be giving this for free.
Honestly, you'd be going up. You'd be going really up.
I don't
with
know.
All them numbers, you'd be going, like, your numbers be going up. You can.
Oh my God, that reminds me. I need to tell you guys. What holy smokes. Sorry. So I need to tell you this.
And I don't know what that means. And all of a sudden, you switch.
Okay, look at this. Look at this right now. Can you guess what video on Instagram got 3 million plays?
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. You can kind of see it.
Someone with Collision.
There's a hint. Something on Collision.
It's from last week's Collision?
No, maybe like 2-3 weeks ago. And it barely went viral, like recently.
3 million?
Yes.
Some with Toni Storm.
Actually, Mariah May.
Oh, close.
It's
close,
the
close,
one
close.
Where she puts her boobs on Layla Hirsch.
Oh, my God.
Look at these numbers, sick Reg. 48,000 likes, 416 comments, 71,600 shares, 3 million views.
That is a lot of views.
I know. I was very excited about it.
Good for you, Denise.
I know. I was like, thank you, Mariah May.
Got to keep up with that gross boy content. They like that.
I know. Ooh, whatever.
She said, I know.
I'm working it. Hey, it ain't me going out there and be like, it's somebody else. All right.
Wow. Feminism.
Like, minus the other show where the cherries and whatever.
Oh, yeah. Wild. Yeah. We don't have to bring that up again.
Guilty. No. I know. Infamous Raider Loco says, shout out to the Cali Connection on this Saturday. Let's be real. The real person in Titty City is Mariah May, not Iron Savage. Just love Team Joe. Hope they take out the Learning Tree at Forbidden Door.
I mean, yeah. What a transition from your 3 million to Infamous Raider Loco's super chat. It almost seems fitting.
Yeah, it's definitely a Titty City right there for sure. Infamous for your loco. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you, man. Grapple Geekery says, Reg talks about the Learning Tree like Jericho is just off camera with Floyd the Bat. Private Party is going to interfere and join Jericho at the pay-per-view. Do you think this is going to happen at the pay-per-view?
No.
Okay. Roberto Arsenal says, much respect to Mina after an 18-hour flight back to Tokyo. She wrestled the next day for Stardom, and she's going to wrestle on Dynamite this Wednesday. Dude, let me tell you.
I did like
one flight, and it wasn't even that long. And you feel like crap afterwards. You feel dirty because you're in a plane all day. Your back hurts. You're twisted. Your bones don't feel right because you're in these awkward positions in the air, in the airplane, and you just feel nasty.
And you haven't, you don't get slammed when you get off the flight.
No.
Like, she gets off the flight, an 18-hour flight, gets slammed, and then gets on another 18-hour flight to get slammed again. You're just like going to eat some goldfish at your house. Like, I think we take this for granted, Denise, because wrestlers are on the road. They're consistent. It's a 365-day of business. But, like, they're that's insane thinking about that, her traveling for 18 hours on a flight to a country she doesn't know much about to wrestle and get slammed and go back. It's like, yo, we really should commend these people. They're tremendous for doing it. And she's going to kill it wherever she's at. So it's like, it's crazy.
And I don't know how wrestlers do it, because when I was traveling, I feel like I eat more when I travel.
1,000%.
Because I'm like, oh, that place looks good. And I have an hour and a half to kill before my flight. I'm going to go eat here. And then I get on the plane and they give me food and I eat again. And then I had my snacks. I got to eat the snacks too.
Best way to kill time.
Now I got to eat again.
Yeah. The best way to kill time is with food. It's like, oh, there's food. I'm going to try that. And being in so many different places, it'd be impossible to not be
right.
An overweight loser. But I guess most of those wrestlers use that time to go to the gym. So they're different than
us. It's hard. It's very, very hard. I can only imagine. We got Matt Logan who says, nice of you to join us, Reg. We practically yanked you. I practically showed up to your house, pulled your legs, and told you to come up here.
You did. You forced me. You forced my hand. And then this is this is a great show. I like the Learning Tree.
Infamous Raider Local says, hope Denise doesn't get off the table until she's done with her plate. She just loves a buffet for every meal. I do love a buffet, let me tell you.
That is the question. You didn't answer the question. Do you clean the plate every time?
Yeah, for the most part. Unless it's terrible.
What do you mean it's terrible? You're making it.
No, I'm saying if I eat something that's not good, then I won't clear the plate. But if
you make it if your husband makes a meal, do you load it up and then you eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
Does he make stuff that you don't like? Because this is, you're going into some different territory right here.
What do you mean?
Does your husband cook food and you're like, I'm not really.
Oh, yeah. No, I tell him right away. Because he makes all these dishes and I get mad at him too because. Because he runs out of ideas of things to cook. And I'm like, you need to spice it up. Like, stop making the same thing. And he's like, well, what do you want? What do you like? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you know how to make? So he's like, I don't know what to make. He's like, tell me what to make. And I tell him what to make. And then I'm like, this was all right. Go back to this other thing. So
Denise be driving her husband cuckoo bananas, you guys. You hear what she be doing to this man?
I know.
Denise is hard to please, LOL, to say the least.
I get so mad sometimes because so here's the problem. Here's my issue, Reg. Here's my issue. I'm just going to let everybody know my marital issues right now. My issue is he'll make something, right? And it'll be really good. And I'll tell him like, oh my God, this was so good. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And I truly mean it. And I eat it and I am happy, right? So then when he does, he makes it the next day and the next day.
You said you liked it.
And I'm like, bro, I don't want to eat this every day. I don't even want to see that for the next year. Make something else. And he's like, I thought you liked it. I'm like, yeah, for 1-2 days. Oh, that's the max. God. More than 2 days, I don't want to see it again.
But to confirm, he makes 100% of the meals.
Yeah. He makes 100% of the meals. Minus my breakfast. I make my breakfast every morning because I eat the same thing for breakfast every day.
But he can't make the same thing for your.
I know. I can't eat the same thing for dinner every day, but I can eat the same breakfast. Actually, I've been eating the same breakfast for the last 4 years. I know.
Wow.
See?
What a man. What a mighty good man. He is just fighting the good fight over there.
Victor Santana says, I love your Saturday editions of Busted Open. You do an amazing job. They also should change your song in the intro to Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. Thank you so much, Victor. And first of all, thank you so much for the great compliment. And also because that is my favorite Taylor Swift song off of the Tortured Poets Department. So thank you so very much. That just made me so happy. Travis Lindsay says, always happy to get more Kelly connection. I get where y'all are coming from, but this episode was decent. Hoochie Cheryl got a win rebuilding the trios, etc. All right, so let's go ahead and get into your bestie, Hoochie Cheryl.
Yes.
Because Hoochie Cheryl is having a big match at Forbidden Door against MJF, which surprised a lot of people. And today he wins a very quick match via submission against Matt Menard, who I thought was pretty much sticking to commentary at this point. I didn't even realize he was still active.
I think it's the thing of like, we have a show, we need an extra wrestler, Matt's here too, he can fill a spot. He's like, I think he's staying present on commentary so he can do things like this in different sections. I'm happy with the things that this reception that Hoochie Cheryl has been getting, Hetchicero has been getting, because he's a really unique luchador. Like, we're so used to seeing luchadors that are flyers, that are a certain type of style, and he's way different than all of that, and people love him. It's great.
Yeah, by the way, I reached out to CMLL to try to get an interview with him. And imagine I fuck up and I'm like, Hoochicero.
Denise.
I will blame you, Reg, for putting that in my head.
Do not blame me.
Do you ever call somebody like by a nickname and then accidentally call them that in person?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's what my fear is. I don't want to come out and be like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, my guest, Hoochicero.
Hoochicero, that's going to be sick. I hope that happens.
No, that would be terrible.
You want to do it because you do it. It's going to be in Spanish, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. Well, I don't know. I haven't been approved yet. I'm still waiting to hear back.
Come on. You got the juice, Denise.
No, I know, but I haven't worked directly with CMLL PR yet. So they don't really know me. So I have to, you know, make a connection there. So I sent an email. That's step one. All right, we got Infamous Raider Loco who says, mad props to Denise's husband. He is the GOAT. Prayers. Prayers. Grapple Geekery says, Hollywood High Maintenance Salcedo.
Listen, I didn't know it was like this, Denise. I thought you were low maintenance because you like
I am low maintenance.
No, not necessarily.
Okay, you're telling me you're okay with eating the same thing every day?
If somebody's cooking it for me.
Every day, Reg.
If someone's cooking
you would eat
it for
the
me.
Same piece of chicken and potatoes every day.
If somebody cooked it for me.
No way. It's BS. No, I don't believe it.
Okay.
All right. So you cook all your meals? Who cooks for you, Reg?
Me, myself, and I.
What do you cook? What's on
something
the menu?
Different because I'm cooking it though, Denise. That's the difference. If somebody else was in here with my air fryer hooking up the chicken and rice, I'd be like, no, I'll eat it all day. But since I'm in here, I can have what I want. That's the difference, Denise. If one day you were like, all right, on Saturday, I'm going to make the meals, I think this would be okay. But since he makes 100% of them.
You know, my grandma buried me right before I got married.
I can imagine. Yeah.
She buried me. So one day I was gone and I wasn't home. And my husband went for something to my house, right? So he had a moment with just my grandma. And my grandma's, you know, an older woman. She's more old school, right? Only speaks Spanish, so it's even funnier in Spanish. But in English, she basically said, you know, please. She's like, very her sweet voice, right? Tells my soon-to-be husband at the time, please have patience with Denise. Mm-hmm. Please have patience with her. She doesn't know how to do anything because she went to college. She went to college to focus on her career. She doesn't know how to do anything. That's what my grandmother told my soon-to-be husband. That tell me that's not a burial.
Dude, your grandma was so mad when you said you were going to college. She's like, you're not going to be a housewife? What do you mean you're going to college?
No, she was actually very happy that I was going to college. But she was, I didn't do anything.
You don't do anything.
What?
She was right.
I clean. I wash the clothes. I may not cook, but I do the other stuff.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. I was throwing you under the bus.
Yeah, I know. I
thought you were just in there broadcasting your little wrestling interviews all day.
You're like, that's why she's able to get so much done. All right, we got Sheldon Jackson here who says she should be grateful that he cooks everything. And if you don't like it, Denise, eat crap then or starve. Or
that's all I'm saying.
The problem is, if he doesn't cook, I'm going to eat McDonald's every day. Because I'm the person that just easily gets my phone, goes on Uber Eats, and is looking and go, that looks good.
So he's saving you. He's saving me. If I don't give her a home-cooked meal, she's going to kill herself out here. Man, them vows, when he signed up for them vows, there was some extra stuff in there that you didn't tell him about.
Yeah, he knew. He was getting into it. All right, let's get into the rest of this show here. All right, we got to get into, let's just go in order. Samoa Joe, Katsuyori Shibata, and Hook versus Josh Woods, Aria Daivari, and Tony Nese. This was pretty much, you know, a win there for Samoa Joe and his guys. And this led into what we saw with Chris Jericho and Big Bill versus Private Party, which was a very, very long match, I may add. And this led to Samoa Joe and Hook, essentially, and Shibata challenging the Learning Tree to a match at Forbidden Door. So, Reg, what are your thoughts?
First of all, I'd like to say I like the Learning Tree. I think they're a really great faction. Chris Jericho, a leader. I thought the first match was fine. This is funny because I was thinking about somebody was like, I think it was Phil on one of the podcasts. He was like, I'm so happy that Hook is with Samoa Joe now and away from Chris Jericho. And I was like, I bet. And then here comes Hook running to fight Chris Jericho. You earned this too, Denise, because you also said something along those lines.
Happy I to said it Hook was going to happen.
Yeah, and look, he's right back here with your boy. I like the Learning Tree. That's all I can say about it.
All right. Well, let me give my thoughts on this, man. Oh, God. Where do I begin? All right. So, you know, I'll start with the pros. How about that? I'm going to start with the pros because I don't want to be a dick. All right. I'm going to start with the pros. Here we go. One, Big Bill. Let's start with Big Bill. Yes. Big Bill is pretty funny. I ain't even going to take that away from him. He did a lot of comedy stuff in this match, and it kind of works for him. I don't know how. I guess he's just, it just works. Sometimes comedy, some people, they just get it, and it just works for them. I will say that Big Bill got a couple of chuckles out of me, and then he had the Too Much Man literally written on the butt of his trunks.
That was good. That's a pro, right?
It's so stupid that it somehow turns funny. Like, I don't know if it's funny because it's naturally funny or because it's so stupid that you laugh.
Stupid that you laugh.
Right. And this is the stupid that you laugh type of comedy. I think that's what Big Bill brings. And so, you know what? I'm going to give props to Big Bill on this. He's officially called the Redwood now.
Officially?
He kept calling him the Redwood.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay. And Brian Keith, as I mentioned before, is officially the Bad Apple because they literally introduced him now as the Bad Apple. He's the Bad Apple, Brian Keith. And then, you know what I thought? Here comes a really dumb joke, but they need a vegetarian on their staff so they could be the Leaf. No?
God awful.
I had to entertain myself somehow during this, Reg.
Terrible. Tomato, tomato, tomato. That was awful. All right. Awful.
If you were part of the Learning Tree, Reg, what part of the tree would you be?
The leaf, trunk.
The branch, the trunk. All right, give me the trunk. I would be the little leaf.
The little leaf?
Yeah, I would be the little leaf. I just want to be there in the wind. Going
Listen.
With the flow.
The Learning Tree's great. Brian Keith, incredible. I love his new name, Bad Apple.
All right. This match went very, very long. I don't know what to say.
I thought it was a great amount of time.
It was very, very long. Guys, I really hate that this is like the biggest thing that happened on the show.
That's insane, Denise.
Come on now. What are we doing here? How is this the biggest thing that happened on the show?
I want to get your thoughts on, because we do the post show right after the show. What are your ratings thoughts?
Oh, let's get into that. That's fun.
Yeah.
All right. So AEW Dynamite has been of conversation a lot. For those of you who may not know, this Wednesday night's episode of Dynamite averaged 500,002 viewers. It's a 26.3% drop from last week. It's the third lowest audience total in the history of the show. The lowest Dynamite has ever done on a Wednesday night. The other two low episodes happened because it was the show was moved to a Saturday back in 2021. Mm-hmm. They finished third on the cable charts with a 0.16 rating in the 18 to 49 demo. That's down 30.4% from last week and is the lowest number in the history of the show. This is not good. Okay.
What happened?
This is
here?
Not good. So get this, as compared to the same week last year, Dynamite was down 44.4% in total viewers and down 51.5% in the 18 to 49 demo. So I reached out to Brandon Thurston, who, as you guys know from WrestleNomics, we've had him here on the show. You guys can check that out. He has, I would say, a wider knowledge of ratings and how all of this stuff works. Definitely. And so he was very generous to send me an article that he had wrote on WrestleNomics. And so I was kind of just going through it and just to kind of give you guys some possible reasons as to what may have led to this really bad rating. One of the big things that Brandon was talking about, I know Dave also mentioned when he talked about it, was that the Big Bang Theory was not the lead-in to the show. And usually the Big Bang Theory is. And so that's one of the things that could have been a part of the reason as to why this rating was so bad. So that's one of them. He also talked about the time of the year, July, August, tend to be summer, obviously summer months, they tend to be a little bit lower, but June really isn't, doesn't really fall into that category. It's more July, August that definitely does. The other thing, and this is the third one, was it was a Juneteenth holiday. And this is the only the fourth year that it's recognized in the United States. So he did mention they don't really have that much history to talk about in terms of the how it affects them on a yearly basis. That's another thing that went down.
The Kendrick Lamar concert,
the Kendrick Lamar concert was another one, and then there was something else going on with hockey, and then the Olympics as well. So there's just a bunch of different stuff, but basically what it all sort of narrowed down to, like what it means for AEW, it's more so not just about focusing on this one week's number, but focusing rather on averages and how it is on a week-to-week basis, how it compares to the year before, and all of that. So one of the things that I've been seeing is that Dynamite has fallen every single week in comparison to the week before, to the week of the prior year. And on the other hand, NXT is up year to year. And it's one of those things where you're like, shit, this is not something that I'm clearly AEW does not want to see. Now, I don't know if I think it's a little bit of everything. I truly believe it's a little bit of everything. Everything that I just named right now. And then also whether or not people are interested in the product. We cannot sit here and lie and say that there hasn't been some steam lost in the product.
I think that's fair to say. I don't think it's I don't think people have tuned out. I think there's some people that just go to WWE and going to stay with WWE and stay on that side. Some of them came over when AEW started, but they're not going to come back. I think some people get turned off by Forbidden Door season because, like I was saying on Grapsity, as someone who covered Ring of Honor, when Ring of Honor would be featured on the AEW shows, Denise, people didn't like it. They don't want, like, I want AEW superstars. I want these champions. So when Forbidden Door comes, there's different promotions. Some people don't care about that at all. You know what I mean? Like, diehard fans like us care about Hechicero and all these people, but some people just see like a different talent and then they're out of it. So this season they do tune out, not that they tune out, but they don't feel like it's appointment viewing. So they could watch Dynamite on Saturday or watch Dynamite whenever it comes. It's not like I have to be there Wednesday. So there's a bunch of factors. I myself think the show's for the most part great. So I don't think that they need to take these drastic measures to change everything and garner these new fans. So I really don't know what exactly the next steps are. If this is this keeps happening, continues happening, maybe they need to think about it, but I don't know what the change would be for that.
Right. And so it's hard to say because I remember, you know, we were sitting here this Wednesday and you and I enjoyed this episode of Dynamite. We had a great time talking about it. And so did the people here in the chat. And so it's one of those things, like, it's very rare when you get a shit episode of Dynamite. Collision, on the other hand, totally different story. But Dynamite, it's very rare.
You could probably count on one hand the amount of times we came on a post show and we're like, ugh. You know, it's rare.
Maybe like two?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's very, very rare. And we've talked about it, how Dynamite has set this bar in terms of what people tend to expect from the show. And it may be hard to top continue that each and every single week. But for the fall to be this drastic, that's very terrifying, Reg. It's very, very terrifying. And I do think that if it was me, Reg, I would definitely start looking and going, okay, what do we need to change? What isn't working? And what can we do to bring some buzz back to the company? What can we do?
Yeah, because you look at the rosters, Denise, and it's, we got Will Ospreay, we got Okada, we got Bryan Danielson. Like, the wrestlers are there. I think all the aspects are there. There is some missing element that I think they could garner a couple of 100,000 more people off of if they change. I don't know exactly what it is. Is it? Because, like, with Collision, you've been saying, like, it's not really must-see TV. Do you feel like Dynamite is must-see TV? Like, it feels like it for me because I really like that show. But for somebody that's, like, not as tapped in as us, do you feel like Dynamite is must-see TV?
If you are not an AEW fan, I don't know that it's must-see TV. It depends on what it is that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. If you are looking for good wrestling, you just want to watch good wrestling, I would say, yeah, then tune in to Dynamite.
Every time.
Tune in. You're going to get a great match no matter what. Now, if you are a AEW fan, I do feel like AEW is must-see TV every week. However, if you miss a week or two, I mean, I missed a week just last week. It's not the end of the world. You can come back. No big deal. But then you start missing a bunch of shows. And then all of a sudden you come back and you're out of the loop. It's going to take something newsy to bring you back.
Gotcha.
I think right now my issue, or not even an issue, but I was thinking, like, okay, what can be fixed that would make fans want to watch more? Mm-hmm. So I started thinking, for example, you're talking about this roster that we have. Cool. Let's start off with Kazuchika Okada, one of the biggest persons that they got in the company. Today, when I was watching him against Ultimo Guerrero, I kept thinking to myself, damn, I kind of forgot that Okada was even AEW Continental Champion. That's not a good thing. I shouldn't be forgetting that he's a champion and holds a belt. Because, again, they don't really put him in the spotlight the way that you thought it would be. Like, am I off on this one?
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily agree, because he's been a part of the Elite stuff. He was just into, like, the big Anarchy. Like, he's been featured, but not as a singles wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, when you, like, it was funny when he did the whole little comedy and the bitch thing, it's getting over, but that can't be it, is what I'm saying. When you have somebody like Okada, I'm going to need more than those 30 seconds of him on the screen going, oops, I needed you. You're going to need a little bit more than that, Reg.
That's fair. I agree. It is Okada. He is, when you have wrestlers like this in their prime and you can execute, like, Okada could be in a main event hot angle right now. He's a part kind of one, but, like, as a singles, like, somebody's coming to take Okada's title. There's not even any contenders for his belt. Like, I think they're using him in a good way, but they could be using him better for sure.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. MJF, I can tell that they're stalling right now. They already teased the Will Ospreay thing. They're stalling. But the Will Ospreay swerve thing barely got hot this week, I feel. It took a second. I'm trying to think. I don't know, because I was racking my head, Reg. I was trying to think, what can be fixed on Dynamite to get people to watch on a weekly basis, to get those numbers back up?
Who are these
people? You got to think about these things.
You know what I mean? Like, whom?
Who's, we know, coming? The hardcores are tuning in.
The hardcores are already there. Do you think they could get, they can't get WWE fans to cross over? That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's an option at this point. Like, if we're bringing fans in, we're not bringing in WWE fans because they're satisfied. They're saying this is the hottest it's been. They're not going to come over here to watch this. They don't care. As you've seen.
Yeah. I think that right now it's hard because when AEW started, they were filling this void, right? There was a void because the WWE product was not doing so good and whatever, right? Now the product is doing good.
Exactly.
So there are people that are like, yeah, well, do I have to tune into AEW? I don't know.
One thing. They only want to watch one company at a time. They don't even have the time to watch both.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because I see everybody with different viewing patterns. I see people that watch everything, and I'm talking everything. And then there's people that just watch a certain company. Some people that just watch the top promotions. It's very, very vast in terms of everybody's so different.
Yeah, it's I'm like, because it seems like most people's ideas are like, just do more sports entertainment shit. And I'm like, I don't want that at all. Like, I don't want it to be like, well, we should do more like WWE because they're getting big ratings. And I don't think that's the way. So I'm like, I think for me, I'm a hardcore satisfied AEW fan. I'm about to see Will Ospreay and Swerve in the fucking main event of Forbidden Door. And, you know, there's luchadors and there's all these things that satisfy me. But for some people they're trying to get in, I don't know how to satisfy them because I don't watch wrestling like that.
All right, let's get into some of these super chats because they're rolling in. And let's see what else we have here. Let's see where I'm at. All right, this is from Steven Marchuli, who says, Collision would be better with a split roster. Ricky Starks would be a star in Stamford. We haven't seen or heard from Ricky Starks. What's going on there? I don't know.
I don't know where he at. I was like, man, that's a name that I haven't heard in a while. I think the split roster of hard brand split could work.
We got Sheldon Jackson here who says the woman who just buried her husband doesn't want to be a dick. Did you learn nothing from Scotland? You know, his tag team partner Karma about to come for you again now. Good luck with that. It's going to come for me pretty You're soon. Done. It's all right. You're done. I'm done. Well-rounded Leo says the problem. By the way, I am a great wife. Did you know? I don't even know I should say this story on the air. Okay. I know somebody who got stabbed, a guy who got stabbed in the eye with scissors from his wife. All right. All I'm saying is that he went with another woman. All I'm saying is I have not stabbed anybody. Very nice. All right.
Well, your husband wouldn't do that.
No, it's worse is that I compared. I'm like, I tell him, I'm like, I'm not like so-and-so's wife.
Oh my God.
I haven't stabbed you in the eye.
You're not violent, Denise. Stop trying to act like that.
I'm not.
I saw Thunder Rosa chop you and you like ran like a little girl. That was the fastest you ever ran in your life.
I did not run. That wasn't even in the video, Reg. Mm-hmm. You're making up stuff now. All right. We got well-rounded Leo who says the problem is AEW only caters to the hardcore casual fans. And to most fans, Dynamite is not good.
Now, when people say that, I'm like, yeah, they do. But like, like they do cater to hardcore fans. That's me. But I don't know if I don't want them to change that. To cater to not hardcore fans, then I'm not going to want to watch the show. You know what I mean? Like if they're like, oh, next week, the main event's Satnam Singh and Jeff Jarrett. I'm bro. Denise, I can't be on the post show anymore. You know what I mean? So it's like.
I mean, Satnam Singh had a fun match with Bryan Danielson.
That's not
shit on Satnam Singh.
Yeah, there has to be a middle ground, I guess is what we're saying.
Yeah,
is that what people are saying?
We were there. We were there at one point. There was a middle ground. We need to get back to where there was like over 800,000 people tuning into the show on a weekly basis. Remember that time? Remember how nice it was?
Yeah, I just saw him on SmackDown last night getting beat up by Drew McIntyre.
Wait, who are we talking about?
CM Punk.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about CM Punk.
Who were you talking about?
No, I was saying that I want to get back to the times when Dynamite had over 800,000 viewers.
And I'm saying. Basis. We can't because he's in WWE now.
Crazy 101 says people that want AEW to shut down need to STFU. Well, the people that want AEW to shut down have been wanting AEW to shut down, whether they have a million viewers or one viewer. They still want AEW to shut down regardless. Like they don't care about giving people jobs. They don't care about there being a nice, healthy, competitive flow. They don't care about that. They don't see that. Then you can't argue with that. Like, that's the thing that I've gotten to the point now. Like, you cannot argue with certain people because they are so set in their ways that they cannot see anything else.
Like, if AEW was the most A-plus show, there's still going to be people that are like, this show sucks. So it doesn't
matter. Yeah. We got Chris here who says also, waste Jay White in AEW. I do think that I was expecting a totally different run for Jay White in AEW. Yeah, I do kind of feel that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. We got Crazy 101 who says, here's the thing, no matter what they do, people hate. That is true too. But you can also watch the show and be like, well, they could fix this, they could fix that, whatever. Chris says if they don't get WWE fans, they are major trouble.
They're not.
I don't know. I just think they need to get fans. Anybody. Take anybody. We just need people. All right. Chris says, has Forbidden Door and Ring of Honor hurt AEW? Do you think Ring of Honor has at all helped AEW? I think that's the question to ask here.
Yes, because it's almost works like their developmental brand. And I think a bunch of wrestlers who would have never gotten any reps at all got reps over there, and it helped them over on the main roster. I think it's if we're talking about help and hurt, like ROH has helped more than AEW has helped ROH, but also they have because they wouldn't exist. I don't know. That's like a slippery slope, because like Ring of Honor, there would be no Ring of Honor if it wasn't for AEW. So it's like, you kind of have to take it how it is now. So it's, I don't know. But Forbidden Door, I don't think it's also, I think like we have to think on a larger scale than like ratings and dumb stuff like that. These are relationships being built. This is Mercedes in Arena Mexico last night. Like there's bigger things than like, oh, they're doing bad because people left in the ratings. I think like for the grand scheme of things and the future of professional wrestling, Forbidden Door is needed. I mean, look what WWE is doing off the back of it, you know?
I mean, we've talked about it here. Whenever you have any sort of collaboration with a company, it's going to draw attention for sure. Travis Lindsay here says, how is it that amazing matches are not good enough? Weird. Sometimes you just need, I don't know, a little bit more. Everybody's a different viewer.
Travis, you got Marquise, I don't know, man.
We got Marquise Del Toro who says, great combo on Grapsity based on how WWE traditionally books black men. Would Ricky really do well over there? What did you say about this, Reg?
No, we didn't talk about Ricky Starks, but we were talking about the MVP thing. You saw the MVP and Triple H thing.
I did not see that. What did I miss?
Somebody was talking. They were asking MVP, or somebody was just talking on like Instagram about the Hurt Business, and they should bring back the Hurt Business. And MVP was like, they won't bring it back. They don't like. He was like, they don't like it over there. They'll never like it. And somebody was like, well, Triple H is doing all this stuff and this stuff for people, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, he ain't doing nothing for us, essentially. And I was like, ooh. So it's like, it got into this like black wrestling, black wrestlers, how they're treated and stuff. And we just kind of got into it on the show. Really good stuff. But Ricky Starks is an interesting conversation because, as we know, he's a great promo guy. And I think he's good enough in the ring to be a top guy over there. Would he, though, Denise?
I think he would. I think he's good.
You think he could be a top guy? You think he could be world champ?
It's hard to say because I haven't seen him in that light in AEW. But when he was feuding with MJF, that was like the last glimpse that I saw where I really thought that there could be something there. I loved what he was doing with CM Punk. I loved what he was doing with Bryan Danielson. And I felt like there was a lot left there to do with Ricky Starks. I think that AEW didn't keep it going for him after that. Like he was literally felt like a must-see thing on Collision for a time period. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost like he just fell off a cliff and disappeared.
He
was in a tag team, but you know what I mean?
I feel like, I'm like, if you took him right now and placed him on the Raw side, would you put him over Gunther? Would you put him over Drew?
No.
You know what I mean?
So, no, definitely not. No, you would have to definitely do a lot more. But showed up on NXT, I'd be like, oh, shit.
That's true. I don't know. Because I'm thinking of Ethan Page. I'm like,
Ethan Page. Yeah, look at Ethan Page.
Do you think Ricky Starks is better than Ethan Page?
I tend to be a bigger fan of Ricky Starks, yes.
Okay.
Better, I don't know, but I am a bigger fan. Bigger just because I really like his promo style. That's primarily the reason for that. And I like the fashion and all of that.
I think they're kind of the same.
Really? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Chris says, I think what hurt AEW most was the loss, losing Cody and CM Punk. I do think that we are seeing the repercussions of losing CM Punk primarily on the Collision side of things.
And Cody too.
Yeah. Honestly, right. Yeah. I agree with that. Ten Ruza says, hot take. America doesn't deserve a lot of quality wrestling it gets. Pop Out was great. I watched a video explaining the beef. Kendrick was fire.
Yeah, that's one of the best concerts I've ever seen. I watched it two or three times since it came out. Amazing. Why do you
think such a small venue? It feels like he could have done SoFi.
Because it wouldn't have hit the same.
It had to be like that kind of intimacy. It had
to be like an that's not intimate though, Denise. There's like 10,000 people in there.
Bro, but look, I've been at the Kia Forum. I've been in SoFi. There's a big difference. He could have done SoFi. For the attention that concert was getting, bro, go to SoFi.
Stop it had to be that intimate setting with the and the gangbangers probably couldn't get into. So like, they could get in the Kia Forum, but they can't get into SoFi. That's the real story.
Actually, SoFi's pretty lenient on their security.
It's in LA. I'm totally trolling.
I feel Denise, like Kia Forum had worse security than SoFi in terms of I felt Kia Forum. It was a little bit more strict.
A little bit more strict than SoFi is.
They were like, what's your seat number? Are you sitting in your seat number? Like, bro, there's no one here. Let me sit wherever the hell I want.
So funny. This is a good question here too, though, Denise. Do you feel like maybe rephrasing it is not that we deserve quality wrestling, but are we spoiled with too much quality wrestling? Like, is it too much that Raw killed it this week and SmackDown killed it this week and we watch a good Dynamite and then there's all, is it too much?
No, because it's I don't want to sit here and waste my time watching a bunch of shows that have absolutely nothing going on them.
As someone who covers it, Denise is like, no way, no, brother, bring
please
it on.
Please, bring too much. Come on, pour it up the way I pour up my plate.
That's what's up. I'm into that.
We got Cameron Munford here who says the solution is quite simple, storytelling. Yes, AEW are telling stories, but none of them are intriguing enough to get viewers to watch them. Matches can only do so much. I do agree with this. To a certain extent, you definitely want to see storytelling. Tell me why these two people are hating each other. Why should I be so invested? Like, yeah, that match was awesome, and I respect all of that. I get into it, but for the big stuff, we definitely want to see stories.
But what There's kind beauty of stories, in stories, though? What, though?
I hate you. You hate me. This is why.
That's usually the story. And people say that's not enough.
Come up with other things. There's been a million stories in wrestling. Shit. Reg, if I was a storyteller, I wouldn't be sitting here doing a podcast. I'd be trying to get a writing job, being like, I'm some interesting promos, a bit larger than life characters.
They have that. The larger stories, people are never going to accept AEW because of fucking WWE. I'm just saying it out loud. Damn, sugarcoating it. Listen,
no, but
people
are
never gonna let these people survive.
AEW though,
because their brain has been destroyed by Vincent fucking Kennedy McMahon. Everybody thinks you have to tell a story a certain way, and if you tell stories a different way, then you're fucking up. Oh, you got to tell them this way because this pervert old man told us for 35 years. This is how you tell stories.
Thank you, Cameron Mumford. We got Roberto Arsenal here who says McDonald's isn't the top selling fast food place, but we know In-N-Out is better. Same thing with wrestling, music, movies. Most popular isn't the best. I just said McDonald's because I really like their chicken nuggets.
In-N-Out?
And sausage McMuffins.
You be going to In-N-Out, Denise?
Ah, the line's always too long.
Right.
Yeah, plus I like more like the local burger joint.
I'm saying, yeah, us Cali people be like, I ain't not trying to go to no In-N-Out, bro.
No, the line's too long. I don't like the fries. I think the fries are too soggy. The burgers are okay, but I think they're overrated.
They're not enough to get in line, huh? That's how I always feel. I'm like, these burgers ain't worth enough to get in that line.
Do you know how many burger joints there are here in Los Angeles?
Tommy's? I'm going to Tommy's over fucking...
Dude, there's... I go to... my favorite burger is actually Boys Burgers.
I don't know what that is.
Of course not, because it's a local place. The locals is where they have the best burgers.
I'm honestly going to McDonald's over In-N-Out. Well, you know...
I don't get burgers at McDonald's, so... Again, I get chicken nuggets.
Child.
Marquise Del Toro says SRS and talks with Ricky have been positive. Wild card? Question mark. I would like to be. I don't want him to be forgotten about.
Who's going to lose to Jeff Jarrett, though, Denise?
Not Ricky Starks, I guess.
Not Hangman. Can't be Hangman.
No, it ain't going to be Hangman. Mm-mm. I don't know, man. I don't know. That's if Jeff Jarrett's even going to win, which I think after this promo, they have to.
Can you beat him after this?
Nah, it's kind of messed up.
You said you wanted to see him in the finals almost.
I would boo. After that, I'm going to boo.
I want you to, we got to run back the tape of you being disgusted that he's in the tournament. And
okay,
now you're
wait,
like,
what? I was not disgusted.
You were
no, you're crazy. Jeff
Jarrett, my world. No, not my
what
world.
What are you talking about? That didn't even happen. Roll the tape back. We had a question from someone that I remember
not my world.
Verbatim. Reg, verbatim. Someone sent in a super chat asking why Jeff Jarrett was in it. I gave my reason. I defended him in terms of all of the media that he does. You brought up the Owen stuff. And then we were like, this is why he's in it. And then you said, Denise, who's going to win? And is in the wild card? And I said, yes, definitely the wild card's going to win because he's the wild card. And then you buried the wild card, even though we don't even know who the wild card is. And that is exactly what happened in that conversation. Roll the tape back. Go to the Dynamite Post Show and see that. I did not bury Jeff Jarrett at all. I was on his side being in this tournament.
Big fan, I guess, over here. Sorry.
He's a Swiftie. That's how everybody should know this is BS.
That's right. You're right. I can't believe I tried to get that over on us. Yeah.
Anybody else, Reg? Anybody else? Never a Swiftie. Never a Swiftie.
I forgot she used to babysit. Damn it.
That's how you got caught in a lie. Mm. Well-rounded Leo says TK is the problem. He does not know how to book. See, I don't agree with that when people put that out there. I do not agree with that. If that was the case, then AEW would have never been good.
Exactly.
We got Chris here who says WWE brainwashed fans.
No, Mark true.
Keith Del Toro says, in my day, most of wrestling was just random matches. Kids are spoiled these days.
See, that's what I'm saying, Marquise. I was just talking to somebody about this because we were talking about match cards and stuff. I'm like, you used to just go to a show. You didn't know who was wrestling. You just hope your favorite wrestler was going. Now we got to know exactly who's going to be there, why they're wrestling each other. Like, bro, we used to just go. Two old men would fight in the ring like this, and they'd slam each other, three body slams, and they'd headlock each other for 59 minutes, and that was terrible times. But I'm saying, though, we are spoiled, very spoiled.
We got John Taylor, who says, didn't watch Collision tonight, but wanted to show some love to the California connection. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate that. Honestly, if it wasn't for you guys, we probably wouldn't even still be here.
No way, 0%.
I came on here, and I was like, this podcast's going to be like 20 minutes.
Right.
All right, man.
Denise texted me before this and was like, this is the last Collision I'll ever do. I'm never going to watch this show.
Reg, you were not supposed to reveal
what
that
you mean? I thought you were going to say that at the end of the show. This is it. Denise is like, I'm done here. Never again. I won't ever watch this show, Reg. Don't even try it. I was like, whoa, Denise. That's
bro, I was pissed. I was pissed. You want to know why I was pissed? Because 2 minutes before AEW Collision started, I was having the best nap of my life. I wake up early to host Busted Open. So Saturdays are a little messed up for me. And so I was having the best nap. And I woke up because I had to get ready to watch Collision. And in that moment, I wanted to risk it all. I'm just going to risk it all. And I'm going to throw it out. And so I got up. I got ready. I could have gone the whole day without fixing myself, okay? Oh, I got up, I put shoes on, I fixed my face.
Shoes
I did it
on?
All.
You was in your house.
I cannot, I gotta wear shoes. I'm not gonna do barefoot podcasts. I'm not a hippie. Anyways, also I love hippies, but
no
anyways.
One can see your feet.
Yeah, but I can feel them. I know it. Anyways. Reg, I was on a roll here. What was I saying?
I don't know.
All right. So what I'm saying is that I was pissed that I did all of that and showed up. And the biggest thing we had to talk about was the learning tree. On a Saturday. I could have skipped today and no one would have cared.
But look, a bunch of our homies showed up to talk
with them. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm very happy about it. Dude, so
shout out to y'all.
I know. That's what I said. That's why I said thank you to John
but
Taylor.
But what I was saying is thanks because this is the last time, as Denise said.
I haven't decided. I say that every week.
Whenever
Collision is bad, I tell myself, girl, it's a Saturday. Take the day off. Mm-hmm. But I can't.
But you're trying to act like you're going to be going out. You're not going to go out. You're just going to nap more.
And that's a problem because... We got Marquise Del Toro who says AEW does not need to meet WWE numbers. They just need to do better than anything else on TBS, TNT. Warner Brothers Discovery don't care about WWE numbers. Yeah, but right. Pride and ego, though. You know, I would say my pride if I was Tony Khan. I want to be competitive.
You can't beat them with numbers, so you're beating them with wrestling. Destroying them with wrestling.
Marquise Del Toro, thank you so much for the super chat. We got Mike T90K who says Tony Khan is killing AEW. Ugh, I hate AEW. I still watch and complain because my opinion matters. 500K for Dynamite AEW is going out of business.
Classic Mike T90K,
he's on like suicide watch right now. An AEW suicide watch.
That son of a gun.
Mike, stick it out. We can make it. We can make it. I remember when I wanted to give up on NXT too. You know how many weeks I would show up on Tuesday and be like, why am I covering NXT on Tuesdays? That's and I'm true. Glad I stuck with it. So we'll see what happens. Crazy 101 says Camille debut versus Serena Deeb next week. Serena Deeb had a promo where she was talking about how she was going to show everybody that she's the professor. Did this do anything for you, Reg?
Oh, so Crazy 101 is thinking that it's going to be Camille that comes and confronts her. I'd rather be Megan Bain. We're talking about Megan Bain earlier because I was under the impression that Megan Bain had an AEW contract, but then I've been seeing that she doesn't, so I don't know. But if it was her, I think that'd be really dope. Have you interviewed Megan Bain?
I haven't interviewed her, no. No, I haven't interviewed her. All right, so, I mean, I'll just, I guess, give away the results of everything else that we didn't talk about because there really isn't that much to say. Christian Cage, Nick Wayne, and Killswitch get the win over the Iron Savages and Jack Jameson.
Man, this is like when Eric Bischoff used to read the results to Raw. He's like, Mick Foley's going to defeat The Rock.
I'm sorry, Reg. You know what? How about this? Take the floor. Tell me your brilliant thoughts on Christian Cage, Nick Wayne, and Killswitch versus Jack Jameson and the Iron Savages.
First of all, Mother Wayne looked great out there.
This just cannot tall. Be about Mother Wayne. You already dumped her for Lola Vice.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Lola. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Now do it. Continue doing with
you. You see what I mean? There was nothing to say. All right. We did talk about Tony and Mariah versus Lady Frost and Layla Hirsch. That was very fun. It's going to break my heart once they're not in a duo anymore. Damn. It's going to break everyone's hearts.
That seems like it's coming up soon, too. That's going to be really sad.
Malakai Black and Brody King had a quick little match there. I don't know what to say. There's nothing to add there.
Yeah, I forgot it happened.
We already talked about it. She settled. The last thing we didn't even talk about Will Ospreay versus Brian Cage because it's so awesome. That was the best thing of the show. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned that at the top. But is there anything else you wanted to add to this? I mean, I thought the match was great. The Hidden Blade for the win. There was a moment where Brian Cage kicked out right before that, and I was actually pretty impressed that he did kick out from that.
Yeah, I thought that Brian Cage, when they announced the match, I'm like, oh yeah, Brian Cage has been waiting for a moment like this because he loves those Will Ospreay style matches. He's been having them since PWG. This is a PWG style match, a lot of near falls. Ospreay has been like having the same match with every single competitor no matter what the time is, and it's just like an amazing thing to see. This match was badass.
How do you feel about them doing Swerve and Ospreay versus the Gates of Agony on Dynamite this Wednesday?
Can they coexist?
Given the promo that we just got between them.
I hate Can They Coexist, Denise.
I know, me too. I didn't like this. I didn't like this. I was like it. Why? Why? They just wanted to rip each other's heads off.
Right.
Why? Come on. You left me with such a good visual.
Come on. Now they got to tag each other. No.
If the Gates of Agony get the win here, no. I'm going to be in agony. If they get the win over Swerve and Ospreay,
no.
You're hosting Wednesday's Dynamite alone.
Neither one of those guys can afford to be pinned right now. Denise, come on.
What if they do a whole, they didn't coexist?
That's
what I'm saying. What if it becomes a situation where they're like,
Please.
I doubt it. I think it's going to be more of a situation where they want to be the one to get the win for their team. Right.
I still hate Can They Coexist, though.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Anyways, but there you go. That, my friends, was AEW Collision. I don't know how we got a whole hour's conversation, but we did.
Collided.
We got Delayed Gratz here who says, Fox lost money on Raw. None of us know the business. Why are a bunch of fans thinking that night one ratings numbers make them all media experts? Yeah, I do recommend for you guys to check out WrestleNomics because they break it down very nicely. I know that I had a very good read that Brandon sent me, and it's a lot more of like breakdowns and things that you guys can get a lot more information. So I do suggest you guys check it out if you're into ratings or just want to get a little bit more knowledgeable on that subject. We got Travis Lindsay here who says, how about AMA Cali Connection episode? Who's AMA?
ask me anything, like a questionnaire style episode.
I feel like we do that every week.
Every single time, every night.
Send in a super chat and we will get
got
right
you.
To
you're
it.
You're there. AMAs. Ask us anything.
Okay. I was going to say American Music Awards, Cali
oh
Connection.
My God.
AMA, American Music Awards. All right. Ten Ruza says, I'm traveling from Melbourne, Australia to London for All In. AEW can draw. It was a brilliant experience last year. Reg, what does Kendrick do next?
Well, he's working on the video this weekend. I figure he's probably going to drop an album, I would think, off of the you kind of want to capitalize off of this, whatever this is, but also he's the kind of guy that doesn't care about that, so I don't know.
Is the concert up for streaming?
I don't know if you can find it through there. I've watched it on YouTube like 3 times, so.
All right, sounds good. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much to Ten Ruza. We got Mighty90K who says FMK, Bully Ray, Jim Cornette, Eric Bischoff. What is FMK?
Fuck, Mary Kill.
Oh, I am not playing this game. No, thanks.
Come on, Denise.
You are more than super welcome chat. To play this game. Go.
I'll probably... Ooh. I'll marry Billy Ray. Marry Billy Ray for sure. Kill Jim Cornette. And fuck Eric Bischoff. That's it's a pretty easy one, honestly. pretty one of the easiest ones.
Can we get a better one? Like a fun one? Like ask me, fuck, marry, kill for Thor, Captain America. Come on now.
That one was actually easy. I don't even know why. Like, oh yeah, whatever.
I was like, what is FMK? You gotta tell me the whole thing, or else I'm not gonna know. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, y'all are too much for me. Y'all are too mm-hmm. much. Y'all are too much. All right, guys, thank you so much. We'll end with that. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday. And next week there will be a full slate of shows. Why are you laughing, Reg?
The comments. Everybody's like. Y'all are so funny, man.
I just know we're going to get more FMK questions 1,000%. On Wednesday.
Yeah, we're doomed.
Yeah, you're answering them all, Reg. Unless no there's problem. A good one. I only do the nice ones. I don't want to get any controversy. I don't feel like getting canceled, Reg.
Easy, I don't care.
Yeah, you're
already
fine.
Canceled.
You're fine. You haven't trended 3 times on Twitter yet, Reg.
Ooh, yeah, I don't want that.
It's not fun. Let me tell you, it's not ooh, fun.
That big show night. Oh, I was like, man, they're after my friend. Stay away from my friend. She's just trying to ask a question.
Multiple times, bro. That isn't even the only one. Wild, man. Wild. Anyways, FMK. Get your FMK yes. questions ready for Wednesday, and Reg will answer them unless I feel like taking part in them. Oh, this is a fun one. We'll end with this one. How about that? We'll end with this one. FMK, Toni Storm, Mariah May, or Sheeta. This one's really hard.
Oh, you could do this one since you pulled it up. Go for it.
Oh, no, never mind. I don't want to.
Oh, my God. Come on.
No, this is too hard.
Scary. You said it was easy.
No, you go for it. That's because I thought you were going to do it. That's why I said it was easy. Mm-mm. All right.
Give me a hard one like that first one.
Okay, fine. This is from Delayed Grads. Fuck, marry, kill, Toni Storm, Mariah May.
I said a hard one.
That's why I backed out too. I was like, I don't want to kill any of these people. Oh, man. All right, guys. That's it. That's a wrap for today. Thank you guys so much. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye, everyone.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.